We are only one person, you know? Others are countless in number. How can we be satisfied with just our own liberation while countless living beings remain in an endless cycle of suffering? Each and every one of those living beings, they are just like ourselves, just as we can think, just as I wish to be free from suffering and experience only happiness, so do they. You know, from the point of view of our deepest wishes, there is no difference between ourselves and all other living beings. We are all equal. So we need to learn to cherish others, to learn to cherish their happiness and freedom, at least as much as our own. Finally, even more than our own. Why? Because the happiness and freedom of countless living beings is more important than the happiness of one single person. I know we think, well, it depends on who's that one single person, right? But that's our self-grasping. When we abandon self-grasping, we're no longer grasping at an inherently existent I, inherently existent other, and feeling them to be inherently different. And therefore, what is I is most important, and what is others is not important. All of that illusion is gone. We can still distinguish between self and other, but they're not inherently different. So how could we not enter the path to full enlightenment so that we can become an object of refuge and a source of happiness for all living beings? When we learn to cherish others profoundly, realizing the self we normally see, the object of all of our selfish, self-centered views and selfish intentions, does not actually exist, we will come to cherish all living beings equally, profoundly. Through this, we will develop a universal compassion and enter the path to enlightenment, become a bodhisattva, and soon an enlightened being, a Buddha. This is Buddha's ultimate intention for us. Then we can lead all living beings to that same state, cause the cycle of suffering to cease permanently. As the great bodhisattva Shantideva says, when all living beings are liberated, he said, when all living beings are permanently liberated from the ocean of suffering, he said, this is all that I wish for. So finally, this becomes our ultimate goal. That's why Buddha finishes with, learn to cherish others. Yes, first we need our own liberation, but then we need to work for the liberation of all living beings. Why? Because Buddhist aim is the permanent liberation of all living beings. Okay? We liberate ourselves, and then we help all living beings to accomplish the same. So that's the meaning of the last line.